As the elements are distributed once a month in this congregation, we participate in communion. And we believe that the Lord does a very supernatural work in our lives during communion. We express our praise. We're glad. We're rejoicing. And we do these things, thank you guys, in remembrance of Him. That's what the scripture tells us. Now, if you're not from this church, as long as you've given your life to Jesus Christ, you are welcome here. It's an open table. Welcome to celebrate Him because He is the one we celebrate. The scripture declares in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning in verse 23, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. When He had given thanks, He broke it and said, 'Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same manner, He also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me.' For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till He comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man and woman examine himself or herself, so let them eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world." The Bible tells us to come and get right with God. You know, maybe you were raised, as I was, in a church that really emphasized, if you're not right, then don't take. But that's not the heart of what the Scripture declares. The Scripture says, come on, come get right. Your Lord has done all of this for you and for me. Let's come, get right, be right, and then participate. He imparts His presence, His healing, His strength, His encouragement, even as we do this in remembrance of Him. What I like to do is just pause for a moment or two. If there yet remains anything in your own spirit that you know you need to take care of with the Lord, do it right now. If there's something that you have as an ought or difficulty with somebody here in this room, just quietly slip over to that person and make your relationship right. If there's something with someone who is not here, make a commitment to the Lord that at your first opportunity, you will make things right and then participate in communion. There is His presence and His love that He wants to give you even more of this morning as we do this in remembrance of Him. So let's just pause quietly for a few moments and examine our hearts. Father, even as we come this morning, we see this wafer, and we know that supernaturally you transform it as the body of Christ that we ingest. And together, we make up the whole loaf with the rest of the body of Christ around the world this morning as we stand as your people. Lord, this morning, we don't look to ourselves, we look to you, Jesus. We look to you, and you on that cross, battered, broken, bruised for us, and bleeding for us. Now, by your stripes, we are healed. By what you have done, we are forgiven. And you spoke from the cross, Father, forgive them. Right now, we receive your forgiveness. We love you so much, Lord, and we do this in remembrance of you. Let's participate together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that as we consider the fruit of the vine, one more time, we see the blood of Jesus. Thank you that you've written a new covenant and signed it with your blood. And that new covenant applies to us. And with this fruit of the vine, we ratify the new covenant. We say, I'm belonging to Jesus. Say it with me. I belong to Jesus. And we participate now in remembrance of you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for being so great. Thank you, Lord, for being so good. Thank you, Lord. You're worthy of our praise and worship and adoration. Thank you, Lord.